welcome to my website. Thank you so much for signing up for this product. I'm Demetria Zynga. I love teaching online entrepreneurs how to launch and build and grow your online brand. I'll help you to gain clarity on your business passions. And once you've gotten to that point where you know exactly what you want to do online, I am here to help you to create a content marketing strategy that brings you quality clients that you know you absolutely want to work with. So that's what I do online. And one of the things that's helped me tremendously in growing my list, my mailing list, which helps me in turn to gain more clients and customers, is through something called digital products. And this is a wonderful way to grow your list and to grow your customer base. Today, I'm going to be talking about some of the reasons you should definitely consider having digital products as part of your business strategy. So if you haven't started creating them, this audio will definitely encourage you to do so by the end of the audio. If you haven't already started, and if you haven't already begun to think about why you should create digital products, this is the time to start thinking about it. And so I'm going to tell you why. And I'm so excited to share this with you because this is exactly how I've been able to create an income online. If I can help you to grow in your business, if I can help you to gain more traction with your online business, then that's what I'm here to do, and I'm happy to do that. I've been working online since 2004, so it's been quite a long time, and I've seen a lot of trends come and go, but one thing that has remained the same is list building and creating digital products in order to achieve the results you want with online business, which is, of course, success. You want to be successful financially, and you want to be successful in your time management. So the very first thing I'm going to tell you is that digital products creates a tangible item for your subscribers. So subscribers are those people who sign up to receive your product in exchange for you, for them giving you their email address and name. So once they come to your website, hopefully you have a website. It's set up so that they can receive a free digital product, which we like to call a lead magnet. And once you've got that set up for them, they'll enter their name and their email address. And in exchange, you've set it up so that they will automatically receive a free downloadable item, which can be a PDF, a worksheet, or a workbook, or something that they will want to read. It could even just be a quick cheat sheet, something that they can look at that helps them through a process that you're helping them with. It could be an audio if you want to go a step further, or it can be a video. Whatever you're comfortable creating, it gives them something tangible that they can hold on to. It never ever hurts to be generous. So give a little back to your customers at the front end so that they'll get to know you a little bit better. And just think of being generous when it comes to your digital products because you're giving them a taste of what your actual service is like. So if they like you, if they like your product, if they feel comfortable with your voicing and your messaging and the way you carry yourself, the way you present your material, they will want to come back and see what more you have to offer and will hopefully turn into a customer one day. Number two, digital products build an awareness of your brand. So as your potential customer is browsing through your product base, so your ebooks, your audios, your videos, it gives them an idea of what you and your brand are all about. Again, if they're attracted to your brand, they're going to want more information about you in the future. So it builds an awareness. It helps them to get an idea of who you are and get a picture of what you are. They'll visualize your company and you synonymously. So you are representing yourself and your business online through your products. So, you know, try to make them good, right? Because it's that first impressions that matters. Number three, digital products add value to your brand. Nowadays, offering a digital product as a freebie, as we used to call it, or a lead magnet, it's standard. It is just standard practice in online marketing. And so it's something that you want to hop on right away. And if you need help with that, always come to a marketing coach. Always get advice and suggestions about methods and strategies and how to do it because you absolutely need to get this as part of your strategy right away from the beginning. Don't wait until you've had your website up for 6 years and you've not had a lead magnet and you've not had anyone sign up for your mailing list. Don't do that. So I've learned the hard way. I have had a blossoming YouTube channel back in 2013, and I didn't have a lead magnet on my education blog at the time. So I went half a year without signups, and so many people started to sign up for my mailing list the minute I put my lead magnet and my subscription box up on my website. And I just wish that I had done it a lot sooner. So again, don't hesitate on getting this up and ready for your subscribers. So not only does your digital product add value to your brand, but it increases your opt-in rate. And when I say opt-in rate, that just means how many people are opting in to your mailing list. So it will be increased. Once you have it up on your blog, on your website, then it will continue to grow as you grow more traffic to your website. More people will begin to sign up as a result. So one surefire way to increase your opt-in rate is to offer a digital product, such as an ebook, or like I said, a download of any type that you want to create, a cheat sheet, a digital product, an audio product, because what you're doing is offering value to your subscribers. You don't just ask them for their email address, you want to give them something in return, and it makes it more of a valuable exchange. People protect their email addresses and their personal information. So by them giving that information to you, they are trusting you with their name and email. And so it's only right that we should give them something of value as a marketer, as a business owner. So you want to make sure you have that exchange that's helping them to feel secure with you. The next thing is that digital products bring potential clients into your marketing funnel. And this goes without saying, right? I mean, we know that once someone signs up for your mailing list, they're absolutely interested already in what you have to offer. Otherwise, they would not have signed up. So a digital product is a great way to give your subscribers a taste of what you're like before they purchase your full service. It gives them a small taste of what it may be like to work with you in a business relationship. So you have to see this as kind of your official meet and greet. So make your products good and present your best. And as you gain their trust through relationship building, you'll have more opportunities to offer your higher priced services and products. But it all has to start with your digital product that you initially offered, the freebie or the lead magnet. And you want to make sure it's a good one. So don't skimp on it and don't just throw something together. I mean, it can be done quickly. Yes, it can. Don't think it will take forever to create these. I don't want you to spend a whole lot of time making these lead magnets, but I want you to think about it though, and make sure that it's got some quality, you know, that you're presenting yourself in the right way. Again, it's first impressions and it matters. And so you want to make sure that your digital product is an extension of yourself. Make sure that you're absolutely proud of what you're putting out there. Otherwise, if you're not feeling good about it, neither is anyone else, right? The next thing to think about is when you create a digital product, it should give your brand a leg up. And that's a good thing because it distinguishes your business from those around you by helping you to produce compelling content. This brings you to this unprecedented amount of leverage that just can't be compared if you hadn't created that product. So that I'll be honest with you, the average solopreneur will probably not take time to create training courses and ebooks and that kind of thing, because it takes a lot of time to actually sit down and create a system that works for your business and to create those courses that you want to get out there to the public and those ebooks that you want out there to your potential subscribers. It does take time on the front end to do those things. But I promise you, the efforts are so worth it, because once you've created it one time, it's one and done. And all you're doing at that point is sitting back and watching your mailing list grow and watching the interest in your services and products grow, because you've already got the product created the one time. So it's important to just put forth that effort to create the products. Now, you do have to go above and beyond the context of a website or a blog. So that's kind of a it's kind of a myth, I guess, or something that I think is mistaken often within the blogging world, because as a content creation strategist and coach, I have had to explain many times to clients how that just having their website created, beautifully created, and launched doesn't mean that they're going to receive the clients they're looking for. And part of their content marketing strategy should always be to create content on an ongoing basis, in order that they can continue to attract those who would possibly hire them. So part of that process is blogging. And blogging is creating content that, again, can take time. And it's especially when you have to be consistent, and you do have to be consistent. And so many people give up with blogging because they just feel like, well, it takes too much of my schedule and my time to create this type of content. And so that is what I do for you guys. If you are feeling that way, that it takes too much time to create this content, and why should I spend time blogging? And it just feels like it's a never-ending hole that I just have to constantly throw my time and energy into this. And so I'm just going to be really honest with what you need, what I think you need, based on my experience. You need someone who is sort of like your cheerleader online, who can help you not only to give you the emotional support that you need to get through the work that's ahead of you, but also to encourage you that it doesn't have to be as hard as sometimes we make things out to be. So it's not just about blogging, but blogging is definitely a big part of it, and it doesn't have to be difficult. And so as a content strategist, I help you to figure out how to strategize your blogging so that it doesn't take as much time as you thought it should or would, and that it becomes a seamless part of your marketing strategy. And you can find different ways to blog where you're not having to sit down and churn out 1,500 word blog posts 4 times a week. That's definitely not what I do. And so I can help you figure out how to create that strategy. But we do want at this point to sort of look beyond blogging, because blogging is not the one and only aspect of your online business. So you'll want to make sure that you create digital products so that you can keep that process going of attracting the right customers to you. Now, digital products allows you also to repurpose your content flexibly. I know I've been talking a bit about blogging, you know, and that's one aspect. Again, there's many ways we can create our content, and you'll want to think about the shelf life of your digital product. You'll want to think about when you create one, how can you offer this over and over again? But it doesn't just stop there. The really cool thing is that digital products allows you to think outside of the box. For example, you can repurpose your content. If you have a blog post, you'll want to maybe take one of your blog post ideas and turn it into a video or an audio. Okay, those are kind of like higher level. So if you're not quite ready to create a video, don't worry about that. You know, you create what's comfortable for you. If it's more comfortable for you to create a cheat sheet or a worksheet or a workbook or a guide or a planner, or something of the sort. You can create checklists. These are all great things you can create. Now, if you are gifted at design and you love designing, so you may want to create website graphics and graphic templates and things, and you can sell those. That's a great way to create a digital product if you're already in design. And then if you're a teacher, you're teaching something online, obviously, because you're a coach or a consultant, so you're helping your customer. So you want to teach them things. And one way you can teach is to record yourself teaching, record an audio, record a video, maybe get on a live webinar, record that. And then once it's recorded, that is your digital product, right? And so that's what you can use to share with your customers who sign up for your mailing list. Okay. Group coaching, membership sites, e-courses, conference calls, webinars, all of these things are great ideas. You can repurpose one type of content into another type of content. You could have an ebook that starts, you can start with an ebook or even smaller, start with a worksheet or a cheat sheet or a checklist. At some point, you might want to write an ebook. From there, you can create a video. Maybe there's some content in the ebook that would be helpful if you created a video to describe it or to explain it in more detail. Same with an audio. You could create an audio. Just grab your microphone and start talking into your computer, record that, and maybe that's an accompaniment to your ebook or cheat sheets. You can also create a podcast. If you're ready to go that full podcasting, you could do that. Another idea, combining types of products. So combining your ebook with a video, combining an ebook with an audio, combining a cheat sheet with an audio or video, and with a webinar recording. Okay, and you can call those kits. So you can have a kit that's an ebook and video and webinar recording as one kit. You can have kit two be your ebook and audio with maybe a link to a live meeting on Facebook or Instagram Live. There are so many things. And then once you've got a couple of these digital products ready to go, you can create membership sites. So that's the whole shebang, so to speak. You can have ebooks, videos, podcasts, audios, webinars, group coaching, workbooks, worksheets, templates, everything combined into one huge membership site where your subscribers will pay a monthly fee or a one-time annual fee to be a part of your membership site. So there are so many ways to look at digital products. And I just want to encourage you in this audio that you can do this. I know it seems overwhelming, and it really does feel that way when you're first starting off. And even if you've been doing business for 20 years, once you wrap your head around the idea of getting some digital products created for your company and the kind of work that it's going to take to make that happen, it can feel overwhelming. But I don't want you to feel that way, because I want you to realize that there is help for you. There is support for you. All right. That's all I have for you now on this audio. And I hope to hear from you very soon. Take care, and to your online business success.